just trying to make a jump and see the turtle. No
way. I need to smash it, okay.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Shalom Aleichem. We are in Chavis Halvavis, Shar HaBitochon, Perek Dalet. We're in the middle of discussing now how to apply Bitochon to social affairs, our interpersonal lives and relationships. So the Chavis Halvavis began by discussing a person, a loner, a person who doesn't have family. And he discussed appreciating the benefits of such a life. Again, even though the Torah sets it up such, and we naturally aim for a different kind of life, if this is how Hashem set you up, a loner who lives on his own, without family or without social ties, the Chavis Halvavis spent some time teaching how to appreciate the benefits of such a reality. Now we move on to, we began discussing how to relate when a person is significantly involved with family, friends, a social situation. So, we began seeing first of all, the Chavis Halvavis said, okay, we'll read again from the beginning of that part. In the Shara Bitochon Perek Dalet, it's Shin, page Shin Mem Gimel in my edition of Lev Tov. In the middle of the page, V'miyah boiteach be'lekim bal isha ukroivim v'oyavim v'oyvim. If you, the person with Bitochon, are a family person, have a spouse, a wife, a husband, have relatives, children, friends, enemies. If tachbe lekim ba'atzalosay mehim. So first of all, you have to trust in Hashem in terms of the encumbrances that they impose on you. If you have difficult people in your life, you have to trust that Hashem set it up this way deliberately for your good. If your involvement with your family, with your work, whatever it is intense, like once again, trust. It's like the other rules of Bitochon that we saw regarding Parnasa. Trust that whatever your particular circumstances are, is exactly how Hashem set it up for you to do best in your lifetime. So now, now, try to do to provide them all with what you owe them. We discussed this. Try to fulfill their wills. And try to be at peace with all of them. So in other words, we discussed, this sounds pretty straightforward, but this is really an attitude. It's an attitude of my place in society or my place in my family. I'm not there to see what does the whole world have to offer me. Rather, I am here to see what can I offer the people around me? How can I be a contributing force, a contributing factor in the lives of the people who are in my life. And you want to be at peace with them. All of these things are really things that deserve a lot of elaboration. This last one, to be at peace with them. This is something that Baruch Hashem is not going to be relevant to most of us on a regular basis, but it could be relevant at times. You don't want to be in a situation where you are at odds with somebody. Meaning, sometimes something happened that creates a certain rift between me and somebody else. So certainly, if I hurt somebody, it's incumbent on me, it's my responsibility to make amends, to see what I can do to fix what happened. But sometimes it's not that I hurt somebody. Let's say somebody hurt me. Or let's say just something happened that created a certain rift, created a certain split. We don't want to be in a situation where we are deciding that this rift is going to remain. We want to always be open to and seeking the means of fixing it up. Sometimes a person feels, I was hurt. I'm not interested in making amends. I would rather just leave the situation as is, keep this person out of my life. He hurt me. I don't want to be involved with this person anymore. Keep this person out of my life. And any attempts that that person is going to make will be rebuffed. I'll rebuff them because this person transgressed the cardinal sin of hitting my ego. Now, I want to stress, sometimes you feel that it's for your safety, it's for your good, it's just not going to work if I'm going to continue having contact with this person. That's a different story. It's an unfortunate reality, which sometimes it's a decision that a person has to make. But sometimes it's not exactly what it was. Sometimes it's that I feel that someone hurt me. We had had a good relationship for a number of years. Something happened, that person offended me in a serious way, and that's it. I don't want to have a relationship with this person anymore. This person doesn't deserve my good feelings. And this, the Chavis HaVavis is saying in these brief words, but we see this attitude all across this farm. Don't be that kind of person. You should always be with an eye toward making things better. Now, let's say a person hurt you. Does this mean that you're supposed to just say, okay, I just don't care? The halacha is a very important halacha in the Rambam. If a person hurt you, it's really his obligation to come and appease you. It's really his obligation to come and make amends. But sometimes, and this is a situation that will often happen in normal human relationships, the person isn't even aware that you were offended. And you prefer to just maintain a cool distance. We used to be friends. You do your thing, I do my thing. I'm not interested in making a fight out of it. I'm not interested in revenge, but I'm not interested. Any attempts that that person makes to draw close, etc., will be coolly rebuffed. Why? Because, again, you hurt my feelings and I'm just not interested in dealing with you anymore. This is something that this is an attitude that the Chavis HaVavis in his brief words here is trying to dispel. The Rambam says a very interesting halacha. The Rambam says that let's say somebody hurt you and you hold something against him in a justified way. The Rambam doesn't say turn the other cheek. It's not what he says. He doesn't say just allow yourself to be a doormat, but he does impose a certain duty on you. He says you should approach that person and inform him what you're upset about. This has to be done with seichel. It has to be done prudently. It has to be done gently. You don't want it to turn it into an accusatory session. But you do, the Rambam is imposing on you to go to the person and tell him in a nice, polite, but clear way, I want you to know that XYZ happened and I was hurt by it. I want you to know that. You said it in a nice way. To what end? For what purpose? For the purpose of giving the person the opportunity to then apologize and to get things back on track. So often there are rifts between people and one of the parties doesn't even know what it is that's bothering the other person, right? They don't even realize that you were hurt, but we're sensitive people. We are sensitive people. And when I was hurt, I was hurt. It may be below me to go and even admit that I was hurt, but Lamaisa, I don't want to deal with this person anymore. And this is what we're being told, no. You want to be with an eye on peace with everybody. Now, peace doesn't mean cold peace. It means that you want to be looking for forgiveness and for reconciliation. Now, again, someone hurt you. It's their duty to make things up to you. But the Rambam is actually telling you, you take the step toward enabling that to happen. Don't take an attitude of, no, I prefer that he just not approach me. I want to hold on to my grudge. I prefer to hold on to my grudge. I don't want him to apologize. I don't want to feel obliged to forgive. No, that's wrong. Certainly, if the person comes over and tries to appease you, the Rambam says, and this is quoted by in the Shulchan Aruch, Alihei achzari milimcha. Don't harden your heart. Don't harden your heart. Think about the way you would like someone to relate to you. If you, yes, you hurt them. We all hurt people sometimes. And how would you want the hurt party to relate to you? Certainly, you have to bear responsibility for what happened. But I would like to think that I can go to the person and try to make it up with him, and that he will be open to it. Yes, I certainly have to apologize. And that might be a little bit uncomfortable. But if I'm doing mine, I would like to see the other person do his and enable it, accommodate it. This is the type of person you should be. But even more, the Rambam is saying, even more. He says, you should take the step toward making it happen. Go to the person. Let him know in a civil, polite way. I want you to know that this and this hurt me. I don't want to continue being upset at you. I do want you to realize that. And then if it's presented well and the other person is a mensch, what should happen as a result is that the person will then say, oh, I didn't realize it hurt you, or you're right, I shouldn't have acted that way. He'll apologize, and then things will be back on track. So this is one of the attitudes that the Chofetz Chaim Soloveitchik is telling us that we should have in our social interactions. And do what you can to avoid harming them. Do what you can to avoid harming them. Now, of course, this begins with hard halacha. Don't. Part of your duty towards society is ensuring that you're not causing harm. You don't have anything dangerous. If you have a roof, you'll put a gate around it. And that really is just a symbol of the way it has to work in general. You want to be taking responsibility for society around you and doing whatever you can to avoid being a pitfall in any way. And once again, do what you can to make things good for the people around you. Don't view yourself as a taker in society, but rather have a sublime place in society. You set yourself up as one of the conduits of Hashem's kindness to the people around you. This can, as we said the other day, can take many forms. Sometimes it can take the form of the person who notices some need, something that can make the life easier of the people around him. And he steps up to do it. Rav Shalom Shvadron once went to the mikveh. It was a wet floor. He slipped and fell. What was his response to that experience? He donated a basket of slippers to the mikveh. I knew somebody when I was in the Mir Yeshiva. I knew somebody who used to come in the morning. This was his thing. It was an expense, but it wasn't a very big one. And this was the person who gained himself a real zchus harabim. He would come every morning with one of those big packages of tissues, a big package of tissues, right? And he would come about half hour before davening, and he would walk around distributing them around the Beis Medrash. This was what he did on a regular basis. This was his contribution to the tzibur. But besides that, we say it can also be in this simpler and more direct method of being the one with the smile, being the one with the good word to the people around you. Again, the idea being, the people in my life, I'm very involved with. But in general, society around me, I want to be one of those causes of a pleasant atmosphere. Or to put it into more chashiva terms, I want to be a conduit of Hashem's goodness to the people around me. If it's the people closest to me, in a stronger way. But even those who are not closest to me, through my pleasant smile, I am enhancing the quality of life of the people around me. Yeah, you should know that. A pleasant smile causes people a good feeling, even if you're not very intimate with them. And even if it's just something very passing and fleeting. A pleasant smile, a good word, a nice good morning, thinking of something nice to say to people goes a long way in terms of just making the air around you a more pleasant place. You're making Olam Hazeh, you are making Hashem's world a nicer place to live in. And you are actually acting as his representative toward the people around you. There's a beautiful piece of Chazanish. I don't have it in front of me now. It'd really be worthwhile reading it inside. You know what? I'm going to put it off for tomorrow because I do want to read it inside Bli Nedar. But let's see a bit further. And make sure that you are fully reliable. And anything that people are relying on you, you want to be reliable. Sometimes you have a person who's a very good-natured person. And he's quick to make promises and he's quick to volunteer for things. But then half the time he doesn't come through. Nice guy, but not that reliable. This is another point that he's saying. In order for you to be one of that contributing piece in society, be a reliable person. No, the people around you should know that when there's something that they're depending on you, they can trust that it'll be done in the most optimal way. And another thing he says, part of being a pleasant contributing factor in the life of the people around you is to also instruct them in matters of Torah and matters that are going to get them to Olam Haba. Now this is already a little bit more subtle, because this is something that sometimes people might view as unpleasant. If you're the one who comes and says, shh, during davening, when people are talking in shul, is that in line with the profile of the pleasant person who's contributing to society? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. Of course, you have to do it in a nice way. But if you care about the people around you, this was actually amazing. Rav Malinowitz's yahrzeit, Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, the old Yerushalmi Mekubel, Rav Malinowitz used to consult with regularly, came to give a hesped for Rav Malinowitz. And I just remember what he said then, because it was so striking. And it actually, it well fit Rav Malinowitz. But he said, if you love your fellow Jews, stop them from talking during Kaddish. It doesn't have to be by yelling. You know what works? You go over to the person, put a hand on his arm and a little smile. That'll get the message across. He's talking during Kaddish. But the point that he yelled, he says, Yav Avas Yisrael, if you love your fellow Jew, you don't want him to bear the consequences of talking during Kaddish. For him, it's not like, well, Avas Yisrael is being nice to people. And there's a different realm of, sometimes you have to tell a person off. No, it's in the context of being a giver to the people around you, is that when there's something to tell them, you tell it to them. You can do it in a nice way. You can do it in a very pleasant way. You can do it with a smile. You can do it even in a way that makes them feel good. But realize that that's also a part of being a giver. It's to, just like you would consider it a very decent thing to go over to a person, if a person doesn't realize that his hat is on backwards and people are looking at him, and you go over to him and tell him nicely, your hat is on backwards, he would appreciate it. He turned it around and set his hat right. So why shouldn't you do that when it's relevant to a person's Olam Haba? You do it right, with the right kind of smile. That's also something that can be appreciated, especially when it comes along with the good word and the smile that you always give. This is something that deserves more elaboration, but we'll stop here for tonight.